Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, I made a funny coming in here today, and I saw Evan, and he didn't laugh. I said, I got Mr. Brightside on an endless loop this week, Michigan, Michigan State, because Evan's a big Michigan State fan. And, you know, the Michigan-Michigan State game is here today, and it's not looking too good for the old Spartans going into the game. I got a text from a friend asking me, how many games left for Jonathan Smith? One, three, five, or six or more? And I'm like, one. Because if they get blown out of this game, that's the ideal time to just basically blow him out. And, you know, it's just not a good situation. And the game is not the same, Evan. It's not the same. It isn't. You know, the transfer portal, NIL and all that stuff, the constant overturn of rosters. When Michigan State doesn't have a good team, you know, the idea how every once in a while they'll upset them in the rivalry out of the blue, that goes down precipitously right now because there isn't that same Michigan hatred from the Michigan State players and things that is traditionally there. You can't tell me it's the same. You are far more into the rivalry as a longtime Michigan State fan who literally can't stand Michigan. Literally.
Nothing about them.
Nothing about them. I mean, truly can't stand them. My God, I'm not going to that school.
That's right.
You know, he's already said that. She's like, you know, just barely out of diapers for crying out loud.
No, she's still in diapers, year and a half.
Oh, year and a half.
I'm just raising her right.
Yeah. She's not going to Michigan. You know, she could get a big scholarship. She could be a nuclear scientist,
top doctor.
She can
get it elsewhere, Pat. She can get it elsewhere.
Go somewhere else. You know, go to Yale.
Yeah,
go to Michigan State. Oh, yeah.
Princeton,
wherever. Anywhere but Michigan. That's what Evan. You know, we got anybody but Canada? Anybody but Michigan. ABM. So this is Evan Jenkins' world. But he always had a chance because Michigan State had, you know, some guys from local high school, some of them bypassed by Michigan. They get into this game. They really want to kick their ass. They're always very physical. Even when they lose 42-6, they're knocking heads and all that. But these guys that are playing for Michigan State right now, who's like that? Nick Marsh and
maybe, and I don't even know.
Nick Marsh.
And I don't know if he hates Michigan the way that I do. You know, I have zero idea.
I think he probably does, but I don't know anybody else.
But
does Jack Velling really feeling it?
No, he doesn't know about it because Jonathan Smith hasn't hammered it home. There was the one thing that, listen, I think there's so many different ways I can go with this, Pat, but I'm going to start with this one. Mark D'Antonio was a blessing and a curse to the Michigan State football program. What I mean by that, yes, his success was amazing. It was the greatest feelings I ever had as a Michigan State football fan. The problem is, that's their only success they had in my entire lifetime other than the early 80s when I was in diapers myself. So it's hard to hold the program to that standard when, in fact, Michigan State did fall in his last couple of years of being there as the head coach of the Spartans. So,
well, he stayed on too long and it hurt them.
Yes, because he didn't change to what the game was changing to. And that was a sad state of affairs. But there's some Michigan State fans that believe, and it's going to kill me saying this, that they are equals with Michigan. And you're not on the football field. You never will be. I hate to say it. And what I mean by that, Michigan takes football very, very seriously. always have, always will. I don't know if Michigan State necessarily does that. When your friend asks you, when is Jonathan Smith going to get fired, I don't think he gets fired during the season, because I think there's two factors at play here. You fire a coach, you need another guy to take over at the helm. I don't think that person exists on the staff of Michigan State currently right now, unless you want to go call Mark D'Antonio out of mothballs and see if he wants to lead the last four or five games, right? Two, I think Michigan State is still so scared of the horrible situation that happened with Larry Nassar that they're not going to put themselves in position to pay $30 million to a guy that is not going to be working for them.
Well, that is a touchy situation.
And I think that they're under the same belief that many business owners are. If we're paying him, he's going to work for us. That's what I mean by they're not going to fire him during the season. They're going to let him finish out the season for better or worse, and it's just a matter of fact, in my personal opinion. Now, the Michigan State fan that's sitting there saying, oh, I'm rooting for Michigan, F off. You're not rooting for Michigan this week. I'm sorry. If you think that's what's going to lose Jonathan Smith's job.
I can tell you this.
It's the last season and a half that cost him his job, not this football game coming up.
There are actually a few Michigans. You're one of them, obviously. And we got a guy, Jeff, who's one of the board ops here. He really hates Michigan and loves Michigan State, and he didn't go to school there either. But I can speak with some expertise on this, because I know Michigan State people. I mean, I went to the school there. I covered the team forever. Yeah,
been around them forever.
Yeah, and I can tell you this. The actual Michigan State person, they wouldn't root for Michigan.
Ever, no matter
what. Whatever's going on, they certainly wouldn't be that way. So anybody who's saying that's just out of frustration, or they're just
looking for attention.
Yeah, I mean,
my opinion.
We get some fine callers in here, you know, and I don't want to – you know, say anything, but we get about like 10% on, you know, that are just like completely off the wall and screwy. So that kind of falls into that category. But here's what I disagree with you on this. First of all, the big issue is, and there's some articles that have been written about this, but they have a deficit there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big deficit. They have a new president. And the new president is in charge of getting their finances in order. You know, they got a terrible board of trustees, you know, that didn't get changed. It changed, but dramatically.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But if anything, it was worse. They almost lost their friggin' accreditation for a while.
I know.
The governor had to step in, which is, you know, it's hard to imagine at a place like Michigan State that happened. So when I sit back and look at it, it's like, okay, and then you're going to take the football coach, and then you're going to buy him out at, you know, $30 million. Well, there will be protests on campus.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because, you know, they don't have teaching assistants. You know, they cut back things like, you know, they cut back on all these chintzy things like teaching assistants and all this stuff. And there's no excuse for it, because these other schools are flagging because they're losing enrollment. Michigan State's enrollment's higher than it's ever been. It's like 50,000. And so, you know, it's just been a poorly administrated school. But the new president and the new AD, they had nothing to do with Jonathan Smith. And and the one thing about it, I bemoan this all the time, but the football program is huge. It's bigger than the basketball, even though their other sports are playing better. The hockey team's a power, their women's athletics have taken a step forward. The wonderful gymnastics program that they have, which is no small deal, in the aftermath of what happened with Nasser. And even their volleyball team had, 12,000 people to watch a match against a powerful Nebraska team. But none of that matters. It's football. And their football program is complete and total horseshit. I mean, they lost to UCLA. Northwestern has won a couple games. And they're playing in front of 12,000 people, waiting for their stadium to be built, and they have no impact. Purdue, right now, they barely beat them last year when they were at their lowest ebb. Nobody actually is lower on the food chain than Michigan State.
I agree completely.
Nobody. And there's no excuse in the world for that. And this athletic director and this president, they know that. You got to have a football program. The school became the school based on its football program after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
All right, when they paid players, that's what they did. They paid players.
And they played black players.
Yeah, and they went and when other teams weren't, and then they went down south.
Yep.
When the well dried up with the northern black players, they went down to Texas and South Carolina when there was still integration in the south and picked the cream of the crop.
Yep.
To come up, and these guys are great players, but it's been decade after decade without D'Antonio. Saban had one really good year,
and he's gone.
And Perlis, was kind of, those guys were always holding up the school. The one thing D'Antonio never did was hold up the school, and immediately that's what they had. Mel Tucker had one good year, and you had to give him $80 million. So they're always in this realm, but Michigan State does have deep, deep pockets.
Oh, they absolutely do, but
it's
so going
to be hard to sit there and try to balance your, your day-to-day budget, and then pay your football. But they have to; they have no choice but to do that, because Jonathan Smith, in a different time, different place, may have worked, and he goes somewhere else. He's still young and everything, and build up. It's not going to work here. It's just not going to work here.
I completely agree.
And I was interested in this, and I don't know whether you read this. I know you follow me on X, but I put it up there, and I've talked about it on some shows. I think Robert Saleh should be the target for them.
Is that a step down for him, though?
Why?
The only reason I would say it is because you're a coordinator in the NFL, and he probably still has a sight set on an NFL head coaching job.
Yeah, but he's not going to get an NFL coaching job where he's going to be – he needs that in-between step as a head coach.
But I don't know.
But he's getting paid big bucks just to coach football. But if you support him administratively, this will all be expensive. You get the right GM there. It sounds ridiculous, but the right GM, that's the way it works.
No, absolutely.
And, get yourself coordinated that way. He will finish the deal getting recruits in. He will finish the deal getting transfer portal guys in because of his NFL cachet.
Absolutely.
If he comes in here and does manage to win, and I think he would have a good chance. First of all, he'd have a great defense. There's no way that guy's a great defensive coach. And then second of all, he's charismatic.
Yep.
And he needs to have something that's kind of a bridge to get him back in the game in the NFL as a head coach. Otherwise, he's on the Jim Schwartz trip to being a coordinator forever.
Yeah, in which I think Jim Schwartz is actually fine with that, and that's fine too. But I agree with you, Pat.
Saleh, he's coaching. He can't win there.
Right. No, I agree with that completely, and you're always going to be overshadowed there as the guy that left that couldn't get it done and then come back.
Yeah, and Shanahan's always going to get the cachet.
But right now, as we sit here, other than me, loving the school because that's how I was raised, yada, yada, I don't know what enticing factor Michigan State has for a young kid to actually want to go there. The only thing that they can offer right here, right now, that I think is enticing is instant playing time. But a lot of schools can do that for the
money
price, right? And I just sit and look at Jonathan Smith as a guy that shows no fire at all on the sidelines. I don't know if I've ever seen him get upset. I don't know if I've ever seen him get fiery. And listen, I understand not all coaches are like that. Mark D'Antonio was pretty mimish when he was out there as a head coach.
I'll tell you, until man, I've never seen a bigger smile than the first game he coached. And, you know, he was asked, if somebody said, hey, what did you think about Michigan losing to Appalachian State?
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, hey, can you repeat that? I didn't hear it. Michigan lost today to Appalachian State. Your thoughts? Hey, can you repeat that? And then he smiled.
It was only a few times. He kind of
He smiled that big Michigan, we beat Michigan smile, man, it was just, that was a huge smile.
But
man,
you need somebody that understands that. Like Jonathan Smith was asked on Monday during his news conference if, you know, it would be a season-changing win. And he's like, I don't know about season-changing, but dude, this is your everything.
Dude, if they beat Michigan.
It's your season.
It's his job.
Yes.
If he beats Michigan, the chances of he retaining his job go up. I mean, I can't even describe how many percentage. There's no guarantee, but
I don't think Michigan's anything special this year. I think they have a special player in Justice Haynes. I think he's an excellent running back.
No, they're good, but
they're
not
good.
Great. Yeah.
Right, and there are a lot of underneath passes. Bryce can't seem to hit the big one down the field because he's just.
He's going to be good, but he's not where he's going
to
be.
No, he just needs to get the touch on the football.
Right,
everything right now is just a bullet out of his hand.
Yeah, he's
so good. Be it.
Yeah.
But the reason I say that is, like, last year you competed with Michigan on their field. Some could argue maybe you should have won the game if you had competent coaching, right? But I'm just sick and tired of hearing that Aiden Chiles is a special quarterback. I've yet to see it.
No.
There's been a few plays where he's looked very nice.
That's where he's had problems. Like, Sergetti brings in all these guys.
Instant, dude.
From James Madison, there's like 10 of them, and they can play. And he brings in a couple other transfers at quarterback, right, Rourke and Mendoza. But, you know, Jonathan Smith brought in his Oregon State guys. And remember Tanner Miller, the center last
year?
Yeah,
he was supposed to be All-American.
Oh, he was going to be really good and everything. He wasn't. And
Jack Velling was supposed to
Jack
be an All-American tight end. He had eight touchdowns.
Best tight end in the Big Ten, everybody was saying.
I look at him and I'm like, he's run of the mill.
Basically, he makes some of their pass tight ends look like stars.
And here's the other thing I have a big problem with. I understand.
And that tackle they got this year, Vincic.
Ugh. Their offensive line is putrid, Pat.
And Childs. Childs, when those transfer portal things came out, Childs was number one or number two guy.
He was it.
Right, because he was a four-star. He had some experience.
Knew
playing
the
behind
system.
DJ and, and he knew the system, and he's just not that good. Sometimes you see flashes of it, but he's just not.
Here's the other thing that it kills me to say, because I understand he has the frame, he has all the stats on paper and everything. But maybe Nick Marsh isn't as good as we think. And what I mean by that, I'm sorry, at schools where you're elite, you get that football, and there's no excuses made, period. Maybe he's not running his routes as sharp, or maybe he's not into every. But you can't sit here and tell me he's this elite player and he doesn't catch that many
balls.
He
has not developed the way that you would have anticipated when you first saw him, and it was like, this is a great player.
You think
he's
about
not been a great player, he's been a good player. And he does have Amari Kelly's played well for them.
Absolutely, but you need to be that guy, Nick.
Yeah.
You need to be the Jamar Chase that's getting 15 targets a game, so be it, whether or not they're completions. And like Miles Frazier, he's a nice running back, I guess. But
when Berger took over that game against UCLA,
Pat, he was awful here, Jalen Berger.
God.
He was awful. He could barely see the field.
Oh man. So it's painful.
It's very painful, because I don't know if there's any pride in that locker room wearing that Spartan S on your chest, and I just, it bothers me, because I have pride and I root for the team, and I wish I could go in there and give a pregame speech and tell them how much I hate Michigan and what it means to people like me that have grown up in this state, been around buttheads like that our entire lives.
No, what you could do is try to get a job for $56,000 there.
I'm not doing it.
And, you know, go out and steal signs and spend all your salary doing that. Maybe get a Naval Academy.
Oh, yeah, I'd be a hero.
Naval Academy appointment. So once you got done with your military service, you'd devote your life to Michigan State football. You could show a picture of you growing up, you know, some grainy video from like back in the day.
I couldn't do it though,
with a big block ass on your ass when you came out, like Connor Stallion.
Like, you know me, I have a problem with AJ Hinch as the Tigers manager because of cheating in sports, only because of what's been ingrained to me that you can't do this, that, or the other. And then some players are vilified, others aren't. It's just super, super weird to me. I mean, like a guy like Shohei Ohtani had this huge gambling thing next to him, gone in like 2 days. And I'm like, what is going on here?
You know, the weird part about this is Michigan has got a cupcake schedule. You know, Washington was, you know, somewhat, that game were out in Washington, been a different thing, but it was home. You're finding out these pack 12 teams that come into the Midwest in the middle of the season, not so easy for them.
A little soft.
Yeah, but I'll say this. Easy, and they play Ohio State, and they got a puncher's chance in that game to get into the college football playoff.
Yeah, and they have a puncher's chance just because of what's happened the last 4 years, right? Especially last year when they should have gotten their asses kicked by Ohio State.
You know, I look at Ohio State, Michigan's like down the pecking order, but you know, when it's all said and done, and this is kind of amazing to me. I look at Michigan, and I like Underwood as a quarterback. I do, and you're right about Haynes, and Marshall's a good back. And they got some good defensive players. They do.
Absolutely.
You know, they're not like the, you know, like they did when they had Graham and Stewart.
You don't look at that team and you're like, holy crap, they can beat anybody in the nation.
No, but the thing is, they might be looking at, they're going into that last game against Ohio State with a lot on the line, and that's what it appears. And they're going to kick the living shit out of Michigan State. If that doesn't happen, I'll be stunned.
So will I. Sherrone gets in his own way if that's
the
case.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right. Sure, you know, and so to me, you know, with Michigan, it's amazing how they're, you know, they used to kind of disappoint, you know, when they would be a little higher rated and all that. There's a little bit of an opposite effect the last couple of years.
It seems that way.
You know, where the tradition of, and all the crap, the terrible things, but football-wise, they've got some winning bones now, where they used to have bones that were doubtful. So, I don't know, man. But anybody's like, hey, anything can happen in this game?
No. I don't believe
that. It's not like that anymore.
No, because there's no fire. There's no heart.
Well, there's none of these local guys.
None.
You know?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, it's like, you know, I used to be, like, I mean, it was a long time ago, but there'd be, like, you know, a guy from West Bloomfield, a guy from
that played together in high school.
Yeah, they played, you know, and it was ingrained in their system.
Yeah, like when Funchess and Burbridge, they both went to Harrison.
Both went to Harrison.
Playing against each other.
You know, and, yeah, I mean, just the classic example to me was Blair White.
Correct.
You know, Blair White played in the Michigan game, and you're like, man, he's up against all these five stars and everything. He was a walk-on with the, like, Saginaw Norvell or whatever. And, man, he, you know, with him, man, he was on fire. You know, just on fire. And, you know, in Michigan State doesn't have guys like that anymore. So I don't understand how the rivalry is going to get through. And their coach, he's like when Rich Rod was at Michigan, like it was no big deal. You're playing Michigan State, man. It's like, hey, wait a second, it's a little different. Ask Lloyd Carr, ask Bo Schembechler, you know, when he was alive and all this about Michigan State. Those guys learned very early on about the Michigan State game that it was, don't matter what their record is. I don't feel like that anymore. I just don't.
Not at all. And I'm just like looking through their roster to look at how many kids are actually from the state of Michigan
that actually play.
It's not too many, man, at all. Like, you got Nick Marsh, Jalen Thompson from Cass Tech. He probably gets it a little bit.
Yeah, well, he does. He for sure he would.
But I just don't – you just don't see it, man. There's a lot of guys that are
– Then you got your favorite player, Magnum, from my alma mater, Groves.
I heard you went there.
Yeah, I did.
There's a kid from Chippewa Valley, their kicker, Tarek Ahmet Basic.
Yeah, he's not there.
Well, he could have been, but he was hurt in the first game. But you're right. It's just, I mean, there's, you find all these kids from all these different states, and the ones that aren't playing are the ones. So you got to hope that internally they sit there and they get pissed off. But the teams that won with Michigan State in my lifetime were teams that had an offensive line and a defensive line, and they don't have either right now. They just flat out don't. I thought the Grady Kelly kid from Florida State was going to be nice, and they just can't get any pressure. They're literally out there to run reps, it looks like. Like, here, you're going to hold their block for them. Like, no, you're supposed to get off that block. Like,
no, absolutely, man.
And back to my point about Aiden Childs, too, is, yeah, he can be a nice player, but right now he's in a situation where he feels he has to do everything himself, and I think he has no internal clock anymore. He has no idea where players are coming from.
Aiden Childs needs – they need a different quarterback.
No, they need a – yeah. Or run plays like Michigan does. Use your tight ends. Use some short routes. Not everything has to be 25 yards down the field.
Right.
And that's the kind of shots they're trying to take. I don't know. I expect Michigan to win by that 14.5 that they're favored by. And it sucks for me to say it, but I'm going to be wearing all my Sparty green and shit on yeah. Saturday with a different thought in my head. And at 7:15, I'm going to be like, I think they can win this game. And then by 7:45, I'm going to be like, what was I thinking?
Yeah, a lot of those people, though, will be all drunk sitting up there. They won't even care. And I guarantee you, once the game turns, that stadium will empty out like crazy.
Yeah, it will be nothing but blue.
Yeah, it will be. And then they'll be playing that stupid fight song. Play some Mr. Brightside for everybody.
What a horrible song to be like your rallying cry. Hey, my girlfriend cheated. I mean, she's making out with another guy. What am I going to do?
Hypocrites. That's Michigan. But I'll tell you what, man, when it comes down to football, they got their bones going. So,
and anyway. Also, if Michigan State fans, if somehow they end up pulling off this game, like pigs are flying and everything, don't be mad. Don't be mad. Jonathan Smith's still going to lose his job, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just a matter of time, as far as I can tell. But anyway, enjoyed the podcast. Evan always likes when we talk Michigan State, especially when they stink, because it gives them a chance.
No, I hate it, Pat.
A chance to vent. Can't even take shots at Michigan like he normally would.
No, I can, sarcasm, but they're just unwarranted, in. Right? Yeah, just me like, being a hater.
A little hollow right now. And all that stuff. But anyway, enjoyed it. Don't forget to download us, like us, wherever you get your podcast. Till next time, we'll talk to you.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.